Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
All right, so I have somebody with me here on the podcast, not just me this time. Somebody who's brave enough to do this with me. It's Cowboy N. And I kind of want to start with before we did this, we were just talking about our message exchange. And I thought it was funny to hear his point of view, but I don't know if he's going to express that. But he sent a bunch of messages, and you know, normally my thing is like, okay, I get a bunch of messages and I'm just sort of waiting for people to say something really bad, self-eliminate, you know, something that I can just sort of hit the delete button on. But he didn't. He was really good about it. And therefore, you know, obviously he's on the blog, so he made it. But anyway, I have some questions for him that he's agreed to answer honestly. So let's see how this goes. I'm very curious to see how he answers this stuff. Okay. Because some of the stuff, like, I haven't asked him. So the first thing I wanted to know was Cowboy N. And remember, don't say my name because it's anonymous. Please don't respond with my name. I have editing software. If I have to go back, I'll just mark it down. If I need to take my name out, I'll do it. Exactly. I can do that. But you know, you're making more work for me. So I wanted to know. So originally, obviously, we met online, and what I wanted to know, like, what drew you to my profile? We're kind of two different people. So what drew you to me? Do you remember?
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, all right. Well, tell me. So, please tell me.
I'm trying. So, I travel a lot, and so pretty much it starts off with body type with me. So I find what body type that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's a pretty narrow field to begin with nowadays, because a lot of people don't like to keep themselves in good shape.
So. Mm-hmm.
Then after that, it boils down to grammar and content.
Grammar? What do you mean grammar?
On the profile.
So give me an example. Like, what does that mean? If someone has bad grammar, you pass?
Yeah.
Even if they have a nice physique, you say no?
Yeah, I don't like
bad grammar.
I'm not into dumb blondes. So.
Okay.
You're only physical for so long.
Right. All right.
You actually have to talk.
Talk to them. All right.
And then, so once that goes, then I'll send a message, and then depending on what the message back is, just as much as females are like, oh, well, I don't want a generic message or this or that. I really don't want the, it's like, well, how was your night? Fine.
Right.
Yeah, you're not getting a message back.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not wasting my time, because that's what, it's not pointless. So,
yeah.
If the message has got contact, then, you know, like I said, still got good grammar and actually has points of actual conversation and
some
kind of material.
Okay. Some substance in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then that keeps it going. Yeah.
Yeah. At that point. Then
yeah.
It's up to, I mean, then you have to see. I mean, you can only go so far on text.
Right.
So you actually, and that's kind of.
And then you have to meet.
Yeah. And I do that like real quick.
Right. Me too.
That way. My time is real valuable to me, so I don't like wasting time. So I can, you know, you can be anybody you want in the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know what did it for me, honestly, was our phone conversation. Because we actually, because I was out of town,
yeah.
We had time to talk.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, after talking to you, I was like, okay, that got my attention. I'm like, this guy's really interesting. If I'm interested, then I knew when I went there normally. So we talked so much, but normally I would go and I would talk to somebody because it would be brief. Right. And then I would still have to meet them. And this is a meeting that doesn't lead to sex. This is just like, I'm going to meet you because I need to test the chemistry. After talking to you, I was like, I already knew I'm going to fuck this guy. So we went to dinner. And so I was like, okay, let's just go straight to dinner because I guarantee you I'm going to go. And I was. I already knew. Yeah, I already knew. But that's the thing with women. You know, we're like, you know, we're what goes on between our ears, that's important. So, okay. What is generally, what's generally your type? What are you normally looking for?
So height, I would say height, weight, proportionate, but that's really not, it's a lot more shallower than that.
Well, go ahead. So it's just like, tell the truth and shame the devil. Go ahead right now. No fatties.
I have a built-in safety.
You have a BMI? What's the BMI? How about that?
It really depends. There's a lot of different body shapes. I used to be real big into physique competitions, mm-hmm, out of the Marine Corps. So there's some friends of mine that are in the weightlifting. They're thick girls, but they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
No, I like petite frames. You don't see a lot of tall chicks at all. Like, just tall women don't exist, really.
Excuse me?
You're like 0.01.
What are you talking about? A tall chick? I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. What does that mean? Tall chicks don't exist. I am a tall chick. I don't get that.
So 0.01%.
What does that mean? You don't see a lot of tall chicks.
No. When you go to the store, you know, you're usually head and shoulders above most women.
Okay.
All right. If
you're
head and shoulders above most women, tall girls just don't really exist.
Okay. So you're dating short girls.
Or you're, I mean, well, they're dating, all short. I'm 6'6", so.
You're generally speaking, what would you say is the average height?
Oh, average height. Average height is probably 5'3", 5'5".
Jesus, that's short.
That's average height one.
That is not the average height. You can Google it right now. Get on your fucking phone and Google it. I'm telling you. That's short. Yeah, the average woman, I think, is like 5'7". I think that's the average. Yeah.
I'll bet you that.
Okay, can we bet some money right now? Well, let's bet something. I don't need to bet money. I'm going to bet on that. But I'm saying 5'7".
5'5".
Well, you were wrong, and I was wrong.
I told you 5'3 to 5'5".
You did not. I'm going to replay that. You did not. All right, anyway.
Then you get the bottom again.
Hey, it was your birthday the other day.
That's for white females. 5'5".
All right.
In America.
Okay. I thought it was, I honestly thought it was 5'7". I thought it was taller. Okay. So I think I kind of cut you off, as I kind of do. I don't think I let you get out, finish well. what's your normal type?
So, no, I usually like real athletic women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually in the gym anyway. After this year, I've been on my injuries. So. Mm-hmm. But I usually meet face to face. I don't really have a lot of meets offline that much. I usually meet face to face. And that being said, where I'm usually working out, it's where I'm spending my time at. So mm-hmm. Usually they're pretty athletic, small framed. Usually they're not. I mean, I'm not talking like size zeros or whatever, mm-hmm. But, you know, usually a six pack or whatever. That's kind of my go-to is the stomach.
Okay.
It's got a flat stomach.
All right. Then
everything else falls in place.
All right. Then you're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so you are, you know, on your profile, it says, you know, you're into BDSM. I want to know what drew you to that. Like, I know, but I think I want to get a little bit. I mean, I got a generic story, but I think there's more to it than that.
I wasn't interested in it until I was interested in it. So, like, I had a girl before I left the Marine Corps. Was hooking up with her, and our little interaction or whatever. We were in her room, and she was on top and. Like I said, this is right before I left for basic,
uh-huh.
I guess. And she, but anyway, so we were going at it. She was on top riding me, and then she slipped down. She looks down at me, and this has only been like a minute into it.
Yeah.
So she looks down at me, and she's like, "Are you ready?" And I'm like, no, because it's only been a minute.
Yeah.
But riding on top for a guy is not the most stimulating. I mean, it's great. But
it's not. Oh, God, I fucking love that. Okay.
Well, yeah, it's great for y'all.
Yeah.
But most of the time, the movement, there's not a lot of friction usually.
Oh.
But,
okay.
So anyway, so she's on top. She's like, "Are you ready?" It's like, no, not really. She's like, "All right, well, here it comes." And I'm like, so I'm thinking in normal person brain, I'm like, "All right, well, she's about to come," which that makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah.
I can do it inside a minute. That means we're good for another 10 or 15 of these things. And, she was a gymnast. I met her in the gym. She's real strong. I mean, she's in great shape, and I was in amazing shape then too. And not that I'm in bad shape, but just I was a lot bigger then. And so she she rears back like a dude and decks me square in the jaw. I mean, like hit me harder than most guys.
Did your teeth rattle?
All slack jawed when she hit me. I didn't know. And I fight a lot. Like, I fight a ridiculous amount. And I've had a lot of guys contact me in the face. And, she hit. She was in the top 20 at that time. She rocked me. Which instantly pissed me off. And I was like, wait a minute. What the fuck just happened?
Right.
And she cocks back and gets ready to do it again. And I didn't let her. I set up, grabbed her by the throat, and if you can't tell, I'm a Southern guy anyway, so we don't really hit women.
Mm-hmm.
And so brain glitched, and was like, stop. So had her against the wall by the throat, and I'm pretty sure I was still inside her. And had my hand drew back, and my fist is like the size of her whole head. And I stopped, and she is grinning like ear to ear. Like, that was the exact calculated thing that she was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
to get you going.
Yeah. And it kind of clicked. And so it was like a kind of like a hate fuck after that.
Uh-huh. Angry out. Hate sex.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
And well, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, I know. Right. Okay. So that got you going on it.
Yeah.
But was that, I mean, that wasn't really like a full on
bondage scene.
Right.
No, that wasn't that.
But that's kind of what got you into it.
That's what started the whole.
That's what, okay.
Yeah, that was the first non-vanilla interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Split lip and all. So.
Split lip? Wait, you had a split lip?
Yeah, she hit me like
shit.
All right.
Top 20. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So, what do you like? Okay, so that being said, you move on from that, you graduate into, all your fancy rope tying and all that you do. What do you like most about it? I mean,
so obviously each person is different, each interaction is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes down to that, you don't just like, that's not like a hookup thing. You don't just go down to the bar and pick up a chick and,
I don't think so.
It's kind of like the whole deal of 50 Shades of Grey is only hot and romantic because he's a millionaire. Put it in a trailer in the backwoods and
they're in trouble.
It's another show.
The police are coming.
It's so it takes a lot, and two, it takes a lot of honesty with two different people.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually get to be and I'm a psychology minor anyway, so mm-hmm. that part it's fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have to be open to each other. More often than not, the person doesn't really know what they want. So you have to.
Are you looking at me when are you?
But that's okay when you're new.
Why do you say I don't know what I want? Oh, fuck you.
Come on.
I have text too. That is bullshit.
But,
all right.
So, so you got the connection thing. And so there's, mm-hmm. Whether, and guys don't admit it or not, there has to be a connection. I don't care what they say. Mm-hmm. Sex is way better no matter what, even from a guy's point of view. If you know the chick. And so then the other thing is, there's accomplishment to it. Guys don't, there's just not a lot of guys into that. So
well, accomplishment to it. What do you mean? How so?
Well, you're like the only one. There's nobody else is doing what you're doing.
True.
So it's and
true. Yeah, that's true.
So it's not really like the, you know, not like a first one conquest type thing. But mm-hmm.
It's different.
Yeah, definitely she's different. She's not going out with you on Friday night and then getting the same thing on Saturday night or whatever, no. No matter what. Polyamorous. You know, like I said, I'm not definitely not monogamous anyway. So polyamorous is one thing, but each person likes to know that they got their own little corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Of that somebody else can't duplicate.
Yeah.
And so you get the connection part. Like you said, the accomplishment, a lot of people are a lot more open now towards, you know, it used to be something that just
yeah.
nobody talked about.
Right.
You were really fucked up in the head. You'd be like, and, I know. Which was fine with me because I like Shock Factor anyway.
Yeah.
But like anything else, it's progressive too. So, you know, it started out as I wasn't really the dude in charge in the first one by any means. Mm-hmm. She was looking for a reaction bite and
right.
she already knew how to play me. So that's yeah. how that worked out. And then more you kind of messed with it. But that and I don't care what you can guys can talk back and forth or whatever with vanilla or banging sex. And I've had, you know, I've had plenty of vanilla relationships with just pure body shaking, trembling fucking orgasms the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's great. But nothing makes a woman react like BDSM. Like,
really? Period. Really? Wow.
No matter what stage she is, you know, some people are mild with it. That's mm-hmm. fine. Whatever your flavor. Mm-hmm. Some people get extreme with it. And the ones that get real extreme with it, you almost get jealous, like how, like the intensity that they get and everything.
Mm-hmm. So,
I got a friend of mine. She has a spectacular time every single time.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like, really? Like, really? I mean, but that's her thing. And she knows what works and, we have a great time.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side, you know, guys, going back to kind of the accomplishment thing, guys like to know what they're doing is working.
Yeah.
You know, and with vanilla, if the guy's good, he's paying attention to what she sounds like and how she's reacting and this and that, or, you know, keep the same tempo or not the same tempo or whatever, yeah. you know, all the different stuff. BDSM, it's not just touch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of mentality portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can make somebody's brain just flat skip a record. Like, can't you just watch all, you watch 20 years of programming, just be like, fuck you. Okay. It's like, it's just the way it works.
Yeah.
And it's not a conquest deal. For me, it's not. Now, there's those dudes out there that's like, I love BDSM, and pretty much they're just a closet woman beater that just uh-huh. doesn't want to admit, you know,
yeah.
whatever, they had a chick that done them wrong and they want to get back and whatever.
Right.
They have the wrong concept. They yeah. don't understand. And the sub's in charge, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and so, I mean, there's a lot of factors in it. The more you're in it,
yeah.
the deeper it gets.
Yeah.
And
it seems like it. I mean, I agree with that.
Right.
Like,
and not just true. Not just in the extremity.
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest misconception about it? Like,
on both sides.
So yeah.
Male and female.
Okay.
So I was in this
hit me with both.
A long time. And the worst, in my opinion, the worst thing that's happened to this quote unquote counterculture.
Yeah.
Was the fucking book 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
So what happened then is A, it brought what was not mainstream to light. So I guess what do you call it? The fuckers that hang out in coffee shops and have goatees and scarves.
Oh, the beatniks? hippies? Just
skinny jeans and shit.
Yuppies. Well, they call them hipsters.
That's it.
So
not to be like hipster about it or whatever, yeah. but it used to not be cool.
Right.
You know, okay. and now the book come out and yeah. now every little housewife is like,
oh, I this is what I want. Oh, please, please. Hey, that's what you freaking accuse me of, is being a handsome housewife.
Yeah, but so, yeah, but you've got a lot further than most of them. I'm kind of an imposing guy, so real tall and everything, and I can scare the living shit out of them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can smell fear when I see them. So yeah. I can scare the living daylights out of them the first time I meet. And they're breaking a sweat just because they can't. I mean, and that's just having coffee. That's not like, you know, that's not even getting a hotel room or anything else. That's just meeting and being like, hey, you know, this is something you're into.
I'm right with you. I'm right to the hotel mall. Yeah. We're going to have dinner? Yes, we're going to the hotel room.
Yeah. And
I'm going to get mine tonight.
That's right. So, with the women, I haven't read the book.
Read the book either.
I haven't seen, and at this point in time, there's two movies now.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't follow it myself.
I think there's two, and I haven't seen either one. So I don't know the concept that the movie or the book has spun for the people to know. But from what I can tell, women see from the books and everything that there's a crazy amount of sensual connection, which there is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
With a long-term partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a hookup thing. That you
can right. get. Right. I mean, yeah.
Now, most of the time, the women that are looking for this aren't maybe the most emotionally stable, per se. So,
what do you mean?
Usually, they're real needy and they want a ton of attention in the wrong way. They don't understand self-worth or whatnot, whatever it could be, whatever the dynamic.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And so, they go searching for something they think they want. A lot of them think they want something a lot more extreme than they really want. Which is fine. I mean, everybody's allowed to put it in reverse. That's the point. So,
actually, you know, this is perfect because this is kind of leading into my next question, which was just curious about how, you know, when you have this whole dominant submissive dynamic, how do you choose a sub? I mean, how do you like, how do you ferret that out?
Finish the other side. So, then you got the guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So women are all in their head. They're emotional. They're driven by that. Guys are a lot of visual and they have the same liberations in their brain also. But guys see the other side of it. So you got two different guys, in my opinion. You got the guys who are actually into it. And whether we live it 24/7 or just living in the bedroom or whatever, whatever your forte is, we're into it. We listen. We understand the dynamic. We know that technically we're not in charge at all. Mm-hmm. Without a sub, there is no dom. Not really into a yin and yang type thing, but without good, there's no evil. So without the sub, you can't be a dom. Without submission, there is no permission. So without permission, then you're in, that's federal time. That's what that is.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it gets into that. So then the other side is these guys get these crazy porno views of it that they think that I don't really know what they think because I can't even stand to be in the same room with the guys. They irritate the living shit out of me, most of them. Because they're not really a jock type, but usually the dude's been stepped on or he's like some kind of chauvinistic fuckstick. And I mean, just whatever he should be doing. And I can't talk. I mean, I'm straight up deep south.
I know.
Super bred, way down, full blown.
You know what? I have a feeling that at this point in the conversation, everybody's got the memo on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't hide it. Marine Corps and all that other shit. So chauvinism and all that stuff and sexism. Hell, that's fun to me. So, I mean, it's, and everybody laughs at it. Yeah. So, but these dudes, like, they're not there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know where they get these concepts at but.
But so for choosing a sub, how does that go? Like,
One, you got to like being around the person.
Right.
That sounds kind of cliche, but it's true. Like you literally have to enjoy being around the person.
Mm-hmm.
if you don't like being around the person, with me, it's just not going to work out. Because, I mean, I'm a marathon type guy. I can go for 3 or 4 hours or whatnot, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. You still got 21 hours left.
Yeah, right. Day.
And then
yeah.
there's tomorrow.
Right, so, right.
And depending on what you just did, she may or may not be too sore, and you might not even get to do that tomorrow.
Right,
so
right.
you're going to have to put up with the person.
Yeah, okay.
So you're going to have to like them.
Okay, so you have to like them. What yeah. else?
There has to be physical attraction.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm okay. not talking like, oh, yeah, she's pretty good looking. No, I mean, like, you have, like, you want this person.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other side. Guys have to get away from the another car in the garage mentality. So, like, mm-hmm. you actually have to...
Interesting.
You actually have to like, I mean, really, you know, really think this woman is, for me,
uh-huh.
Super attractive. You have to like being around.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, that means they have to be educated. That doesn't mean you have to have some kind of crazy college degree or whatnot. It's just you can be self-educated or whatever. But this mm-hmm. person is going to be, they're going to be bright mm-hmm. to be around me.
Okay.
Four-syllable words have to be used usually in regularity.
Right.
For me.
Okay. What else? So you have to be attracted to them. They have to be bright. Mm-hmm. What else?
Then they have to understand the concept. Mm-hmm. That's fine if you're new. You know,
what's understanding the concept mean?
The dynamic.
I don't know. What's the dynamic?
The dynamic between.
You're getting the look. I wish I had a camera on you right now. I'm getting the look. Because you know what? This is what I like to do to him. I love to ask a question and then jump in there and like cut him off. I'm sorry. Okay.
Tip about Southern folks. You have to stick around to hear the whole story.
Yeah, I know. You're long-winded. All right. Go ahead. Get on with yourself.
What was the question?
I said.
So, anyway.
I think it was just okay. So you have to find them attractive and educated, and then I asked you about how they. You said they have to understand the dynamic, and I said, "What's the to explain the dynamic?"
So then they need to understand the dynamic. So that means they need to have an actual concept of whatever that role is. And with me, it's usually BDSM, which is. Bondage and it, not really this. I'm not really into the sadist part, but then the masochism, it can just depend. It can be an extreme or not an extreme. So, when the more she knows about herself, and that could be that doesn't mean you know she likes to have this done, you know, all that stuff. The more she knows about herself and her limits or where she's wanting to go with it, the better that I can steer. Towards a direction, or maybe not in that direction. I know what we're doing, tonight, whatever I feel like doing.
Yeah.
And then we got to these. Obviously, we have to be interested in the same things. I have both a broad and a narrow spectrum in it. So a broad spectrum is I like bondage.
Yeah, what are your favorite components?
So, like bondage. spanking and clamps or whatever, things like that. None of those actually do anything per se for me.
Well, why do you spank then?
So
jump in and ask questions, clarifying questions. You spanked the hell out of me.
Yes.
Why? I didn't know that didn't do anything for you. I thought you were like, I thought you got something out of it, but.
That's what I'm trying to explain.
Okay. Please continue.
So, the spanking or caning or whipping or whatever you do doesn't. If you took somebody and just tied them up or whatever, and it was like, here, have a belt and start whipping on somebody, it does absolutely nothing. The reactions that you get with the interaction. So if she really enjoys spanking, you're going to know. because, I mean, she's going to get super wet or really reactive.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I enjoy spanking?
To a degree.
What do you, oh, that's a vague answer. What do you mean?
Not a vague answer.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, it's you up to a point, and then after a point of, you know, you get to the pain threshold or whatever, and then you can go past that as a point of punishment. That's the whole idea, too, is the punishment side. And then it can be foreplay, and it can, I mean, you can do whatever you want. Spanking, actually, all it really does is force blood into the capillaries and causes more oxygen in the area. So that causes nerve endings and stuff to be more sensitive on both sides, even though it does cause, you can have more pain reaction the more you spank that area.
Yeah.
The lighter the touch, though, it's 10 times as sensitive. So I can just barely touch and graze, and it's a, the nerve endings are stimulated a whole other direction. So it depends on her and what she likes and kind of how extreme. I don't like the word torture in it, but like breast torture and stuff like that, even though it's not literal torture, it's some, you know, spanking and whipping and all that. Whatever gets oxygen and blood flow to the nerves is going to add stimulation. And that's the whole point of really of BDSM, is hyperstimulation of something, because, well, that other shit just wasn't cutting it. There's a reason.
That is a very good way to put it. Hyperstimulation of that shit because, hyperstimulation of all that stuff because the other shit wasn't getting it. Well, that's interesting. I would say that that's the thing that you stumble on when you're new to it. You go, well, holy shit. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I didn't know you could, it's like, oh, I didn't know.
I didn't know spanking would do that. I just thought that would be like, oh, I don't want to be spanked whatever, have, you know, be bitten or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
So you got to get, like I said, you got to like the same things, have the same quote unquote fetishes. There's like a shit ton of titles to stuff. The culture's been around a long, long time. It got its start in the, on the gay side and actually in this area right here. So that's where it really got its start and that's where it's fallen. Then you got your, all kinds of titles, daddy doms and sirs and master doms and all this.
See, stuff. I don't like that.
And
that I don't like.
That's the titles. Really.
I know,
so
but
there's different. Yeah. I'm not talking about the title that you call somebody.
I know.
I'm talking about the title of classification.
I know. Yeah.
And so different ones and different things, and I don't really fall into that, none of that. I don't like the daddy shit. I am a dad, so I don't like
somebody. I don't like that shit either. That just drives me up a wall. I don't
like somebody calling me daddy. Sir is fine. That didn't really do much. I mean, the title does nothing.
Now, when you're doing this stuff, do you, is that how the interaction is? Are they addressing you a certain way?
Yeah, it depends.
Again,
as you're going, so you gotta like the same things. So, with titles and all that.
What do you like to be addressed as?
It doesn't bother me either way. So, when you have titles of what, like classifications or whatnot, people tend to get lost in those. And so, you'll see, like, looking for Daddy Dom or whatever. This and that. Well, depending on what damn website she was on when she read the paragraph of the description of what a daddy dom is, depends on what's going on. So, you know, I've read probably 5 or 6. That's one reason why I don't fall into it. I love classification. My entire life is classified. My career is immensely classified down to the molecule, quite literally. And it irritates me when you have something that's not standardized, and obviously you can't standardize
this type
of behavior,
right?
But you could get pretty close to it,
okay?
And they're not; it's all over the board,
okay?
So and so, they're the definition of this person. Mm-hmm. They're the definition of, and you have a lot of media outlets online that are really well known, and those are the ones I tend to, you know, if you've got a media outlet that's been in this for like 30 years, I tend to think they're kind of a, you know, that they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tend to lean to that. And then you have rogue groups and whatever. It's like church. You got cults and, you know, you got all kinds of stuff.
So, yeah. Right. I mean, it definitely branches off. But what aspects of this really get you off?
Hypersensitivity. So a woman that can come a lot, like over and over and over, depending on stimulation or whatever. That gets me.
That gets you off.
Oh yeah. That's the whole point is for pleasure period. I mean, just getting out. So yeah, she's super orgasmic. That's fine. It just lets you know you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
And so some women have to have it. They have to have it to breathe. Like they have to have submission, and that's fine too.
But what about you? What do you have to have? What really gets you off?
That's where I'm going.
All right. Well, so, I'm just making sure you're on the right track there, Mister.
I'm trying to stay on the right track. You keep hitting me every 30 seconds or something else. So you have the half this.
This is our dynamic.
Yeah. Whole time. I'm just fixing to start with duct tape.
You're going to get a slap.
Yeah. So they have to have it. They have to have full submission and everything else. That's fun 24/7. And that's why it goes back to them having to be educated or not.
Yeah.
I don't like needy people. I'm a super independent guy. Same thing. I like independent women for the most part. And they, so in the scene, having someone who's innately submissive, I guess would be the word, makes things go a little bit more fluid. Not to say that, oh, just do whatever you want to me and it'll be fine. It's not quite like that.
Yeah.
Usually they're more expressive in what they like and don't like, because they're usually more honest with themselves. They've already looked at themselves and been like, okay, fuck what everybody else thinks. This is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to explore this. And with that self, with that self-evaluation, they get further and further into it, and they can either get broader in their horizons, which is cool, or they get narrower.
What about you? You can say, don't quit mouthing that to me. Whatever you're...
So, they get narrower or broader in their situation.
Cowboy Ann's getting frustrated with
Very
me right now.
Frustrated.
Can you please just get to the fucking point? You're so long-winded. I've asked you, what is your favorite? Like, what gets you off? We're off on some like thing. Okay, go ahead.
You're missing the concept.
You're not answering my question. Go ahead. You have the floor.
So, yeah, if I could go to the next question.
No, that was it. What gets you off?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, go ahead, please.
So, in the dynamic, from what they want, fuck, I didn't lost my whole spot. So
it was what they, you're talking, okay. Well, you were saying that, I think where you were going with that was, when they really know what they want and they can sort of steer you in the right direction, I'm assuming. That's probably.
So the more reactive they are, the smoother the scene is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's where I was going. So, did you push the red one?
Did I push the red one?
Yeah, it's off.
I did. It's off, but it's still on. Okay.
So, the more narrow or broad they get, so when they're brand new, they usually want everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's cool. So, you get to go through and explore. And then the more experience they have, usually get...
Like me.
What, brand new?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you want to try everything. It's kind of like, that's the whole point, to explore.
Right.
And so when you get one, you get a woman that's super experienced, usually try to I find them more restrictive and narrow in what they want. They know it works for them, which mm-hmm. is great. Mm-hmm. That's cool. You can only eat chocolate chips for so long before you're like, fuck, I just want macadamia nut. You know what I mean? So that's kind of why I get away from vanilla.
Yeah.
Well, you know, missionary is cool sometimes. You know, but.
Yeah.
So I like variety. Not just the physical variety. It can be, it has to be a lot of, I mean, a lot of mental stimulation, the mm-hmm. same thing, you know. So variety, maybe, I guess open would be the word. I'm going to push the limits regardless. That's just the mm-hmm. person I am. So if we set a limit or this or that, yeah, I'm going to push the limit. Now, obviously, I can read into it and know that, you know, there are certain limits that you're not going to push because they're either a complete turn off or there's some other damage there. Or it just depends.
Yeah.
So certain things, yeah, it's common sense. It, to me, it's common sense. Others, it's not.
Right.
They think everything can be pushed, and that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point of this is to push limits.
So, okay.
So pushing limits is big.
So that's what is pushing the limits. Is that what's really getting you off?
Yeah, okay. That definitely adds to it. Variety adds to it. Openness and honesty. Mm-hmm. Honesty is a big thing. It's like, I don't like when a chick's like, oh, did you have fun? It's like, what? I mean, why? At the end of a play, at the end of a serious, they call them scenes or whatever.
So okay.
At the end of a serious scene
uh-huh.
With a lot of openness, in other words, a person, a lot of spanking, maybe a lot of bondage
uh-huh.
or whatever is into it, a real serious scene, and the sub is given a lot. There's a thing at the end of the scene called sub drop. Okay.
Oh, what's this?
And it's real. So mm-hmm. it's not one of them. That's not one that you'll read about a lot. This isn't one of those like, oh, fad things. No, this is real.
Uh-huh.
This doesn't matter if your chicks are super experienced into it or brand new.
Yeah.
So into, and this, and it works for guys too. I keep saying, because I'm heterosexual, so I'm going to say I'm a heterosexual dom. So you'll hear me say the chick all the time
because
she's going to be the sub. So at the end of the scene, everything's over with. The whole point of her to be submissive was to please him to begin with. So they're going to want reassurance, and they're going to want, so being a woman, and hardwired that way, they're going to need emotional and physical support at the end. So it's not like, all right, congratulations, there you go, and just put your pants on.
Not like me.
Yeah.
Put it out the door.
But
bye.
But the other way around, so it's like, so they gave, more or less they gave a piece of themselves, and so they're going to expect it. Some have a decent amount. It's usually when there's a lot of emotional involvement is when it really boils down to it. So
well, how is that for you? How is that
I don't have.
To be on the receiving end of that. I mean, obviously.
It depends.
They're having that moment.
What do
you do?
Like, we're here for fun. So there's not a whole, there is emotional there. It's just not like, it's not like an attachment thing. So there's always going to be emotional attachment, but it's not like a relationship deal. So when you get into, when you cross borders with me, and it's like, all right, so this is just going to be this is just a casual deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, great. So it's a casual deal. So that means that I don't have the boyfriend responsibilities. Doesn't
right.
mean I get to be an insensitive jerk and
right.
do whatever.
Yeah.
But that also means that the puppy love thing isn't gonna cut it. And it's real.
Like, what do you mean the puppy love thing? I don't get that.
Just whatever over attached or overzealous female, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just any of those characteristics that shows up.
I see.
They'll get real needy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking just at the end of the exact end of the scene.
Yeah.
I mean, that can be vanilla sex. You know, that's the same.
Right.
Closeness and all that. But you have to pay attention with sub drop because sometimes they don't handle it mentally very well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't support it, you may be farming an issue that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in a couple of weeks after all this, and then all of a sudden she has an outlash or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Out of nowhere, she just lashes out. You're like, what the fuck?
Right.
It's not her being crazy. It's you've just been an insensitive jerk and have been paying attention to what's been going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it seems to me like that, like this whole dynamic is very intimate.
Yeah.
And
it's not meant to be a casual.
Right. And that's why all this stuff comes up. I mean, you know, how can you avoid it? It's really hard to.
Well, you can and can't. So you can make it casual.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare.
Yeah.
It's rare on both sides. One, for a dude to take enough interest to pay attention enough to a casual person and not just be selfish and get and do what he wants to get off.
Yeah.
And then two, for the female to only be casual. So two dynamics are having to do the exact opposite of what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And so that's in its own self, you know. But when it doesn't work without intimacy.
Yeah.
At all.
Right.
And it doesn't work without honesty.
Yeah.
At all. And so that, you know. Everybody, when they're, you know, if you're picking somebody up at the bar,
that's not gonna work,
right? You know what I mean? A lot of people hate honesty,
it's not going there,
yeah. You know, I mean, it's you go up to a bar and you go to the bar and sit down next to a woman, and you look her in the eye, and you say, like, hi, my name's so and so, and then just keep looking in the eye, and she's either gonna squirm and get real uncomfortable, or it's gonna be like, this dude's looking me in the eye.
Yeah.
Like he's not being a shady motherfucker trying to get me, you know. Not having a sex on the beach with a 151 floater or whatever in it. You know? So it just depends on the person.
Right, and, right. I can't imagine you ever wearing that.
No, I don't. No, my favorite is always like, I'll drink what you're drinking. I'm like, no, sweetheart, you're not. So,
okay, tell me about, I want to know, we've been having this conversation, or it's come up, it's not a conversation, it's been mentioned.
Yeah.
I want to know about the dark side. Tell me, what is the dark side?
Of me?
I don't know. You've met, like, what the fuck?
Oh, you're talking about the dark, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, of you. What's it, yeah, how about that? What's
no, it's dark? Not of me. That's not what that was.
What do you mean?
Contextual. So that context that we were talking about previously.
Yeah.
The dark side is just the BDSM culture, period.
Yeah.
It has been for me. It's not that you're going to keep on doing more extreme things. It's just that the old stuff just doesn't work anymore.
Uh-huh.
And, by that being said, I mean, I'm a red-blooded American male. You take a gorgeous hot woman and just have sex with her and have some fucking lootly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the same token though, get a little twisted and start moving to the BDSM side or just bondage or maybe just rough play or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a little bit better. It's a whole lot fucking better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just,
I noticed the difference in you.
Oh, instant.
I can feel the difference in you.
Instant. You can tell when I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Any day now. Are you done?
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like, all right. Now, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, and like the rough sex part, and I'm not talking like, you and your boyfriend kind of banged it out a little bit. And I'm not talking about fucking Rocky Balboa beat the shit out of each other either.
No.
But, you know, like I said, I'm 6'6", 200. I'm a super physical guy. And so to grab a hold of a woman, however the fuck you want to grab a hold of her, and then to fuck however you feel, you know, from whatever position, whether it be doggy style, mm-hmm. or whatever, And I'm not talking about getting beat the guts out of her, but it seems that way. But there's more that can. Mm-hmm. And but no, I mean that's fucking sexy as hell. I mean that's man stuff. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that's straight up alpha.
I get it.
Real guy stuff. Yeah. Not that fake dom bullshit, guys. That you know. And no, that's like fucking testosterone. You can't help it. That's your on switch.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Yeah. I have seen that on switch.
Absolutely. Like I don't even try to deny it.
Don't deny it. I don't want you to. Exactly. That's what keeps me coming back.
Yeah, it's instant.
Okay. So, this is my last question here is that I only got 9. I didn't come up with 10. You know, so that being said, what happens to the vanilla world then? I mean, you know, you've mentioned this before. I'm already kind of like, you know, I've already said a couple things a couple times on different, you know, very small, quick little interjections on what's happening to me in my vanilla world or how I'm like thinking about it. But for you, you know, what's happened? What does that do to vanilla sex? I mean, you have it.
To vanilla sex.
Yeah. I mean, like just the vanilla. I mean, like, could you be with somebody for the rest of your life and only have it, like you have it this way, or can you go to that side and be satisfied?
So if I was going to, have another relationship, of what? So if I was going to have another relationship, like a long-term deal or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Inherently, the rough part, like I said, the guy stuff, the actual, that's me. That's mm-hmm. always been there.
Okay.
Even in high school or whatever, like I said before, that's just a physical guy. So,
okay.
Being with chicks that are in shape or whatever, you move them wherever the fuck you want. You put a girl wherever you need. I mean, just whatever. That's just always been.
Okay.
And that might have been why the aforementioned girl, this might have been why she tested the waters or forced her freaking pile drive is what she does.
Right.
So that because of those pretexts and she's seen that side, she probably already thought that. So it may have been why. But if I had to go monogamously and, like you said, vanilla, in other words, like no bondage or whatever, yeah, that probably wouldn't be too far-fetched as long as there's an immense amount of attraction. Because I have a friend in Lake Charles, Louisiana, and it's not like a sub-dom thing or whatever, it's just really fucking good.
Uh-huh.
We're just the male and female counterparts. And uh-huh. She has sex the same way I have sex.
Oh.
So, but there's no bondage. There's no sir. There's no get on your knees. Yeah. And there's none of that.
Yeah.
So, she's really trying to almost fighting to see who's doing what at the time.
Uh-huh.
But it's always a really good time.
Yeah.
It's great. And, So I don't know if it would be considered vanilla. It'd be, in my opinion of what vanilla is, yes, I could exist there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As long as the attraction is immense. Like it has to be.
Okay.
That has to be a crazy amount of attraction.
Yeah.
Not to say that I use BDSM or anything to band-aid over a not as attractive. In other words, I use a fetish to be like, oh, well, she lets me do this, so
yeah.
I'm going to stick around.
Right, okay.
No, it's not like that.
Yeah.
I don't think any relationship can't not drift into some territory of BDSM.
Oh.
Everybody tries something. Everybody's tied whatever girlfriend to the bed or handcuffs or
uh-huh.
or blindfolds or, you know, whatever.
Spanking.
Yeah. I mean, shit, spanking's part of it, I guess. I mean, that's just, like, that was part of my vanilla life. So,
okay.
Not the literal knee spanking and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, doggy style and, you know, hell yeah, you're going to smack an ass. That's fucking, that's what's going to happen. At least, I don't know, as like a man's man kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're a smack an ass.
Fucking A. And, so, you know, it all depends on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a hard dynamic. One, with my life, I just don't see myself. The only one option for what would be a monogamous relationship for me is what, yeah, you would classify as vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's vanilla. But she likes my flavor of vanilla, I guess.
Okay.
So
your,
like,
French vanilla.
Right. Whatever you want to.
Yeah.
This isn't exactly
your cowboy and vanilla.
Yeah, this isn't exactly your standard Breyer's ice cream.
No.
So, Yeah. And with her, it is, and it's immense. It's a life dedicating emotional status. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, sex is good, period. It don't matter if it's just a quickie on the dryer.
Yeah.
It's whatever. The fuck. Uh-huh. So it's always fucking good.
Uh-huh.
Always. So yeah, that's, so I think I could.
You think you could? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not talking like, my version of what I have always seen as vanilla, not,
mm-hmm.
maybe not like your, hell, what's the? I just had to show in my head.
What?
It was a black and white TV show. She was a redhead, Lucille Ball.
Oh, I love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
Yeah.
So, no, not the I Love Lucy vanilla.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That was never my life to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess whatever each person's context of vanilla, you know, I could scare the living fucking daylights out of normal people, you know. So, and that's just a common basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess it's all contextual of whatnot, you know. My base camp can be somebody's hard limit.
Yeah, right, sure.
That's the whole point of this, you know, is to
figure out what your limit is.
Well, maybe your limit is just to figure out what you need. Evidently, you're looking for something. That's
mm-hmm.
anybody mm-hmm. who's looking for something that they either heard about how good sex was with somebody. Why was it so good? Well, we did, you know, some of this.
Yeah. So wait, I just thought of another question here. My profile, like, absolutely, I don't think says really much. I mean, I said, didn't say, hey, you know, I'm into BDSM. Why? Like, you could have been having vanilla, you know, like, why did you go there? Or did you say, I think I see a limit to push, or what, I mean.
So, like, so you mean what?
I'm just saying.
What made me think that I could get.
Yeah.
My, get what?
Yeah, get your style going.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in mine, it specifically says, like.
I know it, yeah.
I have one sentence. One, because. I have one sentence because, one, I don't want to attract Looney Tune people. Like, plain and simple. And women are really good at hiding that crazy until it's, like, absolutely too late.
Uh-huh.
So I have one simple sentence.
So are guys, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't do guys. So.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
So
yeah.
I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
I do get a lot of messages from specifically this week.
Yeah.
It's been inundated with.
Guy stuff.
Men.
Okay.
But,
you are in the Bay Area now, and that happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it's just.
It's okay.
There's a block button. So.
There you go. But why did you think you could? Did you or did you not think you could push that with me?
Oh, absolutely. I know
you
did.
You knew you could.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, we only talked about it a little bit. And two, there's a reason that sentence is in my profile. And women always read profiles
mm-hmm.
unlike most guys. They don't read profiles, but women do. They read the profile.
Right.
And so most of the time when women read the profile, they're making a list as they go through. They're like, okay, he likes this. He does this. He does. What the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, either you hit the what the fuck part or you're like the, hey, seems like a normal guy with a little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, and then again with the, you know, with the fucking movie and the book.
Well, but forget about that. But I was thinking like, just what you said. Maybe he's a normal guy with a little bit of spice.
Right. And that's how, and that's the truth. I mean, I'm not some, well, I get pretty fucked up. I can't really say that.
You're pretty much a normal guy with a little bit of spice, but there's a
big chapter.
I know. And that's what I kept trying to get you into is the dark. Tell me about the dark side.
You want my dark side, dark side.
I don't think you elaborated on that. Yeah.
No, I said the dark side.
Okay, tell me your dark side then.
My dark side. Mm-hmm. My dark side would literally go as far as you will let it go.
I know, but you keep saying that, you've said that.
Because you don't have that much of a dark side yet.
I don't, okay.
But another person that I do know will get she's a... pretty much a masochist. I mean, she'll go, that's just what she likes. So with me, as long as there's permission and submission,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind. It doesn't bother me one bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to get caned until you bleed, that's fine. Whatever, you know, if you want piercings or whatever, I have no problem with that. It doesn't bother me one bit. Now, it may or may not turn me on certain aspects of it. I don't get into piercing parts. That literally does nothing to excite nor detract me. With her, she gets into flogging a lot or into a consequence bondage. There's a lot of folks that are into consequence bondage. Yeah. I enjoy consequence bondage. I don't get tied. Hardly at all. Being tied, only thing it does for me is.
Have you been tied up?
Like 3 times, and not like real ornate or anything like that. Got tied to a chair first time. Broke the chair.
Didn't like it.
Oh, I broke the chair. Yeah, I come loose.
Didn't like it.
I did. It did. She did what she meant. She did what she meant to do. And that's what she wanted, that reaction. Like, that's what she wanted, you know. And there's just as I'm hyper-observant, there are females that are also hyper-observant who like the same thing. So there's a lot of subs that dom from the bottom. So in other words, like, they know they're the sub, but they know they're in charge. So they're like, they're in charge as a sub.
Mm-hmm.
That shit drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I find that, if I find out that the woman I'm with is doing that, then I'd make an accentuated point to make sure that no, there's no dom from the bottom. That's how that started.
Yeah.
And yeah, I broke the chair. And hotel chairs are a lot more expensive than you would think they are. So, but I broke the chair. Next time I got tied up was, who was it? Anyway, it was a pretty simple. Simple deal, just tied. I'm a big guy, so I can touch all 4 corners of the bed. So my hands were tied to the top of the bed. My feet weren't, but just my hands. And she had free will to do whatever. It was like a 2.5 hour long hand job, more or less.
Yeah.
It was great.
That's what I want to do to you. I want to edge you.
I don't edge well.
Why?
I got a lot of mental control.
Well, maybe that's the whole point.
Well, see, I don't know. I'm not saying it can't happen by any means, but I'm saying, so like with her, it was 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And she didn't force me to come at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if she stayed with it, maybe.
Yeah.
But see, like with that, with me, I mean, you already know I'm a long-winded guy. Like, whoever's listening doesn't know me. So,
Well, I'm sorry, you're long-winded, meaning you can last a long time?
Yeah.
Cowboy Ann can last a long time. Yeah. There we go.
If I don't...
Hours.
If I don't want to come, it's just not happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I can...
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had a woman... Yeah, I've never had a woman be able to force me to come. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I can do it. I know how to do a prostate orgasm now. I'm telling you, it's fucking genius.
I don't even want to know whose finger you whose ass you stuck.
You don't want to know. It was actually my whole fucking fist.
Now you're lying. So.
Oh, no. I swear to God. Swear to God right now. Yes! Okay, I didn't know that it was going to be my whole fist. It just ended up that way. Listen, if they... But I was just thinking the fingers. But here's the interesting thing. Like, literally, I'm not touching his cock at all. And he's, like, I'm just touching. And the inside. And this massive orgasm is happening.
I believe it.
Massive.
Yeah, I believe it.
I was blown away. I'm like, I just did that. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, it's the same way for guys and women, too. You know, I mean, you can't help but sit back. It's like, yes, ma'am, that's exactly what I just did.
Uh-huh.
You
know? So, yeah.
I mean, I was tied to the bed. That was awesome. That one I enjoyed. Tied to the bed. Being tied, though, was no excitement. The actual tying part. The not being able to use my hands, I guess. I don't know. I can't really say.
It didn't do much for you.
I don't think it did.
It was just...
But... Not being, if I wasn't tied to the bed, then I guarantee you it wouldn't have been 2.5 hours, and I would have been fucking the daylights out of her in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I can't say that the tie didn't do it because, right. I mean, I'm gonna do. If I'm free, I'm doing what I want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's plain and simple.
Sometimes.
I did what I want. But so yeah, I guess it did. Yeah, it made it. Like, that's...
Yeah.
It made it happen. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess. But as opposed to, like, male ornamental bondage, I'm not a pretty boy. It doesn't...
You don't want me pegging you.
Fuck, no.
I know that's off the list.
Yes, that's off the list.
I know, and you won't do... You won't do another guy, right? Not do him. I mean, just mean, like, you won't do a girl and then another guy, right? You don't want another guy in the room.
No, I don't want it. I mean, I've done it, but I don't want it.
Yeah.
At this point in my life, I probably wouldn't even... It would... I'm not going to say a turn off, but I probably won't be hard if
there's another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go to a sex show or something and watch a sex show, then I'll probably 90% chance that's going to turn me on. That's fine with my partner there. But to be there with one chick and him and me, and it's just not my style.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I like to have sex isn't conducive.
Yeah.
To having another guy there.
And, yeah.
And in the same token, being female, male, female, isn't always conducive either. I mean, I've had threesomes that sucked. So. And because me and one female are pretty evenly matched, and the other one is not, you know, in whatever aspect. So it doesn't mean that throw two chicks and a guy together, and it's always going to be astounding.
Right.
You know, it just depends.
I've heard that. That's my hesitation there. It's like, I want a good dynamic.
Oh, I got you, good dynamic.
Shit.
I do.
I know you keep saying that, but I'm telling you, you know what? It's about me.
I know.
I'm the fucking star. You said some things where I was just like, he's not getting it. Like, he's making it about him. That's great. You've already had threesomes. Woo-hoo, good for you. I have not, and it has to be about fucking me. And you said, what are you going to do when I'm fucking her? I'm like, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, before you say, because... You know, she's attractive, and even though you have, like you said, you have no interest reciprocating.
No.
And she's 1,000% all right with that. And she's fun and excitable and the whole nine yards. But, and before, so you got to know, you have to ask, that's the whole point mm-hmm. of this kind of stuff. You have yeah. to ask those questions. So it's like, you're like, absolutely, yes, that sounds great. That sounds great. All right, cool. Well, what about when? And that's when you got to ask, like, well, what happens when it's not your pussy that has the cock and it's hers? And then you're like, oh, I don't know.
This is my fantasy, fuckers. It's supposed to be the way I want it. Hey, I mean, I'm not opposed to that part of it, but you know,
that's what I'm saying.
But I still have to be, you know, somebody still needs to be doing something to me. Don't look at me like, oh, you should know what to do, because I don't know what to do in that scenario.
You're bright.
Do you understand?
You're a bright one.
Don't make me fucking figure it out in the middle of a sex act. That is like, that's bad.
There is no step 1, 2, 3.
Somebody has to do the heavy lifting. You.
Well, yeah. I do that anyway.
That means you should be, like, I'm not doing this. If I have to do the heavy lifting, if I have to think about it and I'm like, okay, let me put them, I gotta do, that's going to make it not fun for me. At least the first time. Just the first time. Can't I have it the way I want it?
Well, which would that be?
Huh?
How would that be?
I told you.
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
Give me that. You're making me mad. You know what happens when I get mad?
Yeah. You get your ass beat.
You get yours beat, too. And my little tiny hand. Yeah. Tries to get a scooper.
I'm so mad.
Oh yeah, you're real mad.
Oh God, come on, admit it. I slapped you.
Oh man.
I want to say yes. This is. I have you right now. Admit it. I slapped you right there. You were standing right there. I slapped you.
No.
What? I'm sorry. What did I do?
It's a pop.
It's a pop. Okay, then you can't use that against me. Like you were using that, you tried to use that against me.
I did. You admitted it.
You tried to use it against me.
I did.
But I wasn't having it.
No.
All right. Well, I think that's. I think since I'm ending on a victorious note, I think this is. I think it's a good time to stop this.
In the next hour, trust me, it'll be different for us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. I'm telling you. Well, I'll be blogging about what happens in the next hour, mister. Trust me. So.
Blogging.
Yeah. So it better be good. Yeah, don't make me write you bad.
Oh, I don't care. Write the truth.
Oh, well, all right then. Anyway. All right.
I have
so.
A smart mouse. It's
not really. It's fine. Go ahead.
All right, you finish your. Why don't you finish your little dinner there?
Yeah, my dinner.
Yeah,
I've been staring at
that. You. Oh God. All right. Well. All right. As usual. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments? Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.